Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Ihr mögt euch setzen.
You may be seated.
Sehr, sehr herzlich willkommen.
Be welcome in dem teuren Namen, in the precious name
unseres Herrn,
of our Lord.
Und für uns ist es heute ein ganz besonderer Tag.
For us, this is a very special day.
The press is
also here. The TV is here. It's just about that we are brought into connection with the German colony in Chile. Let it be said here, we did our part. We informed, we answered questions. But the press, I just give you one example here. They really knelt down on the pavement. They made a photograph through this fence to show our house here as a prison. They made a picture through the fence. And then we said, we show you how the mission center really looks like. All the articles which were written are against us, directed against us. But I took the wonderful word from Matthew chapter 5, from the Sermon on the Mount of our Lord. And this is just for us. This is valid for us. That we have to go through all these things, persecutions and things. In the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5, I just read verse 10 and 11. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. It was my great privilege last Wednesday to be in a court in Düsseldorf to just shake hands with the main accuser and to wish him God's blessing. We are not angry with anyone. We are just having pain in us. Before our beloved brothers pray with us, Brother Didier and Brother Müller, before they pray, let me just give you the greetings here, which came to me very early in the morning. Greetings from Port Elizabeth. Greetings from Ottawa, Canada. Greetings from Kinshasa. Once again, greetings from Johannesburg. Greetings from New Zealand. Greetings from our brother and sister Holviti and all our brethren in Finland. And then, greetings. Yes, this is also a special greeting here from the daughter of our brother Herbert and Anja Zotzmann from South America. Karina and Joshua, they are greeting all of us. May God bless them. Then, greetings from Bolivia. Greetings from a sister Kunde, which was blessed especially by the word from Isaiah 12. Greetings from the city of Turin. Greetings from my brother Boris, and then greetings from brother Adi, greetings from Libreville, greetings from brother Pascal, and greetings from our precious brother and sister, especially from Moscow. They're sending greetings, and they are joined with us. We are just so grateful that the Lord God has given us the task to carry on His word. And before we go into the proclamation, into the wonderful proclamation, I just ask our two brothers to come now to the front, to once again pray with us. Who will translate? You, Brother Thomas, and Brother Didier, nobody needs to translate you. God bless you, Brother Müller. We stand up. Beloved Lord Jesus, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for this great privilege that we can be gathered here in liberty. Oh Lord, how precious it is to be under the sound of your word. You, of course, compared the kingdom as one who is purchasing pearls, and then I am so grateful that I found this precious pearl, and this pearl are you, and we want to glorify you, Lord. Even the press media is amongst us. Lord, you can direct and open their heart, just as you opened our hearts. Receive the glory and the praise. May they receive from this sermon that it is not about the words of men, but about the word of God. To you be the glory, in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Our Father, our God, we are coming to you this morning filled with gratefulness. You have spoken to each one of us in a special way. We are happy and we rejoice and come again to you, so that each one of us asks for forgiveness. For you have spoken of all the infirmities of the flesh, and of the soul, and of the spirit, so that the sanctification can take place through the word, because without holiness no one will see the Lord. So we pray this morning, strengthen your servant and bless your people. You have promised that the people will come to this place to hear your word. We thank you that you have done it, and we thank you for the purification of your word. May your name be praised. Our hearts are rejoicing in your presence. May you fill us with your Holy Spirit. For we are waiting for the promises to be fulfilled. We thank you for everything. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Come from on high. Come, Spirit of the Lord. Oh, I want to see. I love him. I love him. And because all can speak English, let us sing it in English also.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. With the same confidence, we can preach the Word of God. As Brother Alfred Borg was reading to us, just as it was at the times of the apostles. Behold their threatenings, but give to your servants thy word, to preach thy word with boldness. John was on the Isle of Patmos for the word's sake. He was banned there. And this banning, which was evil meant, was changed by God to the good. There he received the final revelations about that what would take place. And then we are told, blessed is he who reads the words of the prophecy of this book and who obeys them, and who does not add anything to it and does not take anything away from it. Everything what is taking place happens either under the allowance of God, in the direct will of God. And we agree with it, and we thank the Lord who up to now was with us and who will be with us until the end, until we are coming from believing unto seeing. According to Acts 13, all the believers all became believers who are ordained for eternal life. And according to Acts 15, Matthew 25, they are those, the wise virgins who are hearkening to that what the Spirit is saying unto the churches, and who will receive the fullness of the Spirit, and who get every revelation from God, up to the end, without any compromises, without adding anything to the word, they are found and they remain in the will of God to experience the completion. And then together with the bridegroom, they will go to the marriage supper of the Lamb. God has an order in the plan of salvation, and into this order we can be placed. And as we looked at it yesterday, it's of course written, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Not only the church as a whole, but you and I, we as individuals are the temple of God, the temple of God. And as a church, we are also the temple of God. And for what? So that God can dwell and walk amongst us. For this, the temple was built with the outer court, with the inner court, and with the most holy place, so that God has a dwelling place on the earth, so that he can reveal himself to his people. And in the most holy place was the Ark of the Covenant, and in the Ark of the Covenant was the Word of God. And then once in a year, the high priest entered into it. But before that, the blood of the Lamb was shed. And then the access to the most holy place. So, it starts with the blood of the Lamb, with reconciliation, with forgiveness, with grace and salvation. And then, the access to the most holy place is given to us and granted by grace. And then, we are hearing the original words of our God and are grateful that the Lord really, in our time, that he revealed his written word, he made it the living word, the revealed word, which has spoken to us, and which we understood by revelation. Brothers and sisters, I will not say anything anymore about the many journeys during this year. Perhaps at the end of the year, last night I mentioned it, 80 flights, 29 countries, and in many I've said, it could have been for the last time. We don't know how near the end is, but so much we understood that the signs of the time are really pointing to the end time. And about this, all the Christian denominations are writing and speaking. All the magazines are speaking about it, that we are now living in the end time. But we understood that the Lord has addressed a message to us, and that we have heard it, and that we believed it. And just to go back to last night, just briefly, the Lord used Paul in a special way, namely in Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, from verse 21, here he gave instructions to the men, to the women, and then it goes on in chapter 6, to the children, to the fathers. He just gave instructions along their way. And in connection with this, it's written, of course, in Ephesians chapter 5, in verse 27, that in this way he might present unto himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. All the instructions which the Lord gave to the husbands, to the wives, to the church, to the children, to the sons, to the daughters, all the instructions which are listed here in the commission of God, they have one goal, that all, whether old or young, whether father or mother, son or daughter, whoever we might be, that we are the church of the Lord, which will appear before Him without having spot or wrinkle, entering into the marriage supper of the Lamb, invited, and will partake by of it. God cannot just let us running. He has an order for the marriage, for the family, for the church, for husbands, for wives, for everything. Everything is put in a wonderful order here. And we may submit to this divine order without any resistance. And we can say, Dear Lord, by this word you spoke to me directly. And if that, when this happens, then we submit under the Lord. And we are finding our place in the marriage, in the family, and in the church. And the Lord will give His full blessing to it. Then, what really touches me is that the Lord has given us the grace. Also everything what is written in the Old Testament, what was foretold therein of our Lord. For instance, when the firstborn, for instance, when the Savior as King, as firstborn King, Savior, all the announcements in the Old Testament, they had a relation to the plan of salvation of our God. And firstly, let us read the two scriptures. It would be sufficient if we would read Matthew 12, just to show us how the word from Isaiah 42 was fulfilled literally. And how it was recited precisely in the New Testament. Matthew chapter 12, from verse 17. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Behold, my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased, I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall declare justice to the Gentiles. Here our Lord is servant. In the book of Acts 4, we have read, Stretch forth thine hand. And here, there, our Lord is mentioned as servant. Why servant? Because he had to carry out a commission. All these designations, which the Lord had to have, when we bring it into connection with the plan of salvation of our God. Then, verse 19, He shall not strive, we are also not striving, nor cry, we are also not crying. Neither shall any man hear his voice in the streets. Then, verse 20, A bruised reed shall he not break, and a smoking flax shall he not quench, till he send forth justice unto victory. unto victory. And in his name shall the Gentiles trust. Has not God said in the first promise, in Exodus 12, to Abraham he said, that all the nations shall be blessed? Is it not written in Galatians 3, that God would bless all nations in Christ? Is it not written in Revelation chapter 5 that the Lord from all peoples, tongues and nations would call out his people? It's nice that it's written here that he will send forth justice unto victory. If we look to Calvary, then for a moment we could get the impression, here everything has come to its end, here there's no hope anymore. That's how it really looked like in the natural. But if we then look to the resurrection morning, when he took away power from death, when he conquered hell, and when he rose on the third day, by this the victory of Calvary was manifested. And we are just so grateful for the word and for all the events in the plan of salvation on which we can have part even today. Then we have our Lord as the firstborn described in the Holy Scripture. And to this, just the Scriptures now, which show us Him, which show Him as the firstborn. Romans 8, Romans chapter 8. And here we have it. Here we have already the completion before our eyes. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 to 30. And we know that all things work together for good. We know it. Do you know it? Do I know it? We know. We accept whatever may come. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Before the foundation of the world, chosen, and then hearing the word of the hour and believing it with all our hearts. Verse 29, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. He did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. What a word of God! A fact. Those who are called according to his purpose, those who were ordained by God before the foundation of the world, they were ordained to live and to be with our Lord throughout eternity. And here is, of course, the great mystery. Adam was a created son of God, not a begotten, not a born one. And all the angels, Gabriel, Michael, and all who they are, all were created. Not one single one was born. And what is it about? It's again about the fall. The fall on the one side, pulling into death, lost, being lost. And then, on the other side, the Holy Spirit will overshadow thee. And that Holy One born of thee shall be called the Son of God. That was the beginning of the new divine creation through begetting by the Holy Spirit. As we emphasize it time and again, the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. And how did it happen? The promise was given to Mary, and she believed it, and she said, Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to thy word. How is it with you? How is it with me? You believe, because you were ordained for it, that the promise which God had given for this time, that it might be fulfilled today with us, with you and me, the firstborn among many brethren. Also we were born of God, born again unto a living hope by the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Verse 30, Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. What do you say to it? With God, everything is completed, finished. The church is standing before the Lord, unrebukable, untouchable in the presence of the Lord. And therefore, the proclamation of the Word, to by the blood, by the Word, to be purified by it. Because this is the main thing, by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed. Of the old man became a new man, according to the image of God. And if you then go to Hebrews chapter 1, where we are told what happens when the firstborn would come into the world. We, the firstborn, and he, the firstborn. Hebrews chapter 1, from verse 5. Hebrews 1, from verse 5. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. God didn't say this to any Gabriel, not to Michael. God said to no one, only to him. To him it applied. In whom we were born again, and we received the birthright from God. We are not guests, and we are not strangers. We are citizens of God, and we are of his household. And therefore it's written in the plural, in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, of the called out flock, as written here in the singular, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. That's how it is written at the end of the last verses in 2 Corinthians, in chapter 6, it's written, and I will be father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and my daughters. Of the singular of the firstborn to the plural of all the firstborn. The adoption of sons. We are full sons and daughters of God. Verse 6, and again, when he bringeth in the first born into the world. He saith, and let all the angels of God worship him. Brothers and sisters, we could read on what is written here. Every time I am anew overwhelmed for the thoughts of God which were expressed in the Word of God. And then, of course, I'm grateful for the indescribable grace that we can experience it personally. What good would it be for us if the Lord would speak to others and not to us? Only then, when He speaks to us very personally, then we are helped in as much as we believe what He has said. So, here we have our Lord as the firstborn, as the Word which became flesh, and we believe that the Word which applied for Him, that it found fulfillment through Him and with Him. He finished the redemption. He went forth as a victor from it, and the finished redemption has become a divine reality in you and in me, and we will appear before the throne of God as victors, and this all by grace. Then we have our Lord as King described, and this place is, I just want to touch upon them briefly. Perhaps it is enough when I would list them. But let us read in Matthew chapter 2 how our Lord as King, as He was announced as King, and already then they were waiting for it, that He would rule as a King. He was King. He was born as King, yes, but the rulership will still be. First is the salvation, the grace, yes, the time of grace, and the day of salvation first. Matthew chapter 2, we read in verse 2, saying, where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east. Where is he that is born King of the Jews? Luke 1, verse 33. And here we have the wonderful testimony of the Word of God. Luke 1, verse 33. And he shall reign as King over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Here already the kingdom of God is spoken of, which they were expecting at that time already, and which is still in the future today. The most powerful in the Word of God is that everything from the beginning unto the end, it was said and it was written down, and that we have the grace from God to place everything there where it belongs according to the plan of salvation of our God. In Isaiah, the most important chapter of the birth of our Lord, Isaiah chapter 9, in connection with the birth of our Lord, which was announced in the Old Testament and which happened in the new, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Listen. Listen, verse 6, 7. "Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with justice and judgment from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Brothers and sisters, here we have once again the announcement of the kingdom, which is still before us. Then we have in Matthew 21 from verse 5, "Behold, your king comes to you." The same in John 12 from verse 12, "Behold, your king is coming to you, riding on the foal of an ass." Correct. Zechariah 9 verse 9 came to fulfillment. He was king. He is king, and he will be king. But the time for the rulership as king was at that time not yet. But it will be. He will rule as king, and we will reign with him as kings. In John 18, verse 33, He was asked, "Are you a king?" He said, "Yes, I am a king. I was born and I came into the world to bear witness of the truth." If one reads all these scriptures, it's just tremendous and again tremendous. So, and then we could go to the book of Revelation, chapter 5. Verse 9 to 10, how it is reported to us that our Lord would start his kingdom. Then we could go to Revelation 11, verse 15. "Now the kingdom and rulership has come to our Lord." And of his Christ. And then only, then the kingdom will be proclaimed, the millennium. And then it will be, then. Brothers and sisters, I say it once again, the grace which God has given us as the most unworthy, as the most simple people, but who found grace in the sight of God, it is to get his word revealed, all the connections, to see them by grace. One more connection, just briefly, because in the circular letter we have referred to it. In comparison to Matthew 24, and then also with Luke 12, just to show us how the Lord both, first in the singular, he speaks of the servant, and then in the plural, of the servants he speaks. And also, just to place it correctly by his grace, namely there, put it there, where God has placed it according to his plan of salvation from eternity on. Bible prophecy was written in such a way, as for instance, the whole Matthew 24, it speaks of wars, rumors of wars, even of the first part, which at that time was already fulfilled. When you see Jerusalem compassed around with Then the believers in Judea shall flee to the mountains. Already that, what happened 70 years after Christ, it's described there. And then the end is described. And that what would happen in the end time. And how could it be otherwise? Everything is in an order. And nevertheless, it must be revealed so that we can place it into the right connection by His grace. Now just very briefly, this comparison now from Matthew 24. And then, in comparison to John, chapter 12, in Matthew 24, we have the announcement. I write it in the circular. We have the announcement of all that what would take place. False prophets, false Christs, earthquakes, famines, wars. But who is interested that in the Second World War 55 million lost their lives? What is that? We take them to notice. Yes, we notice them, but we're not interested in them. About us, for us, it's about the message, about the word which God addresses to us personally. Also about that, what God said about Israel, when you will see that the fig tree comes to life again. We have seen it. We are grateful. And we thank the Lord that all these things are finding their fulfillment. And they continue to find fulfillment. But then we are coming before Matthew 25, we come to that what should happen directly and what has to take place before Matthew 25 will be fulfilled. That once again, the divine food, the word, the living revealed word in the original is being given out. And that all of the household, all over the earth, will distribute the revealed word, unfalsified, bringing it to the people of God. And I wrote it down into my Bible. I wrote it there, what Brother Branham was told. And when he has given his testimony and what he said precisely, it's just wonderful to know that we have reverence before God, before His Word, and that we do not add anything to it. Here, on the 10th of February, 1960, after this man of God, who had an extraordinary commission, who had an extraordinary calling, who had an extraordinary sending, he says here, at the end of his testimony, not that I would be the forerunner, but the message would be the forerunning. God has taken all His servants whom He had in the Old and New Testament. He took them home. But the word, the message, was left unto us. And this we may carry by His grace upon the commission of the Lord. And all who have an ear to hear, they will hear it. And they will believe it and receive it. After verse 45, in Matthew 24, it's written, blessed, verse 46, blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, when he returneth, shall find so doing. Verily, I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. Brothers and sisters, in our time, not partly truths were revealed, as it was in the times of Reformation, about justification, about faith, about sanctification, about spirit baptism. It went on and on, on and on. In our time, God has brought us back to the beginning, doctrinally He brought us back, and now we have to make the same experiences. It may not only remain with a proclamation, it must really take place at the end, what was and happened at the beginning. Then it continues to Matthew 25. Then, when all this is happening, when the Lord gives us His full measure by His grace, when He sets us over all His goods, when we can preach the whole counsel of God, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which went forth to meet the bridegroom. All is happening. Wars, earthquakes, famines, unrighteousness, everything is happening. But that, what concerns us, those elect from God, who are now hearkening to the voice of the Lord, us, the Lord has called out, He separated us, He cleansed us, He purged us in the blood of the Lamb, washed by the water of the Word, and by the Holy Spirit He has led us into all the truth. Then we have the word in the Gospel of John, where our Lord once again speaks about what would take place. And here both things are mentioned. Both. That what was given to the servants as a task, and that what is also happening now. And please listen closely what is written here. John chapter 12, here from verse 35. Luke 12, 35. Let your loins be girded about and your lights burning. Verse 36. And ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord when He will return from the wedding. Not going, will return from the wedding. How important is every word, every statement? And in this connection, when He will return from the marriage supper, and when He will reveal Himself to His people of Israel, first to the 144,000, in this connection, when He will return from the marriage supper, then it speaks of servants in the plural, because then Moses and Elijah are coming on the scene after the rapture, and they preach to the people of Israel the word of God, the divine message, and the 144,000, they will be sealed. Here it's written in verse 37, Luke 12:37. Blessed are those servants. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be to our God. Blessed are those servants whom are serving the Lord in that time span, in that time period, when He will go forth and when He will return from the marriage supper. And then Brother Bram says so nicely, this is Revelation 10. This is Zechariah 14, when they will look upon Him whom they have pierced, and they will mourn and cry, and they will experience their divine And then once again in the singular, in reference to this time, from verse 42, in Luke chapter 12, perhaps from verse 42, and the Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, there the plural, here the singular, there referring to the two prophets, when the people of Israel after the marriage supper are waiting for it, that the Lord comes to them. And then once again, the confirmation that before the return of the Lord, before he comes as bridegroom to take the bride home, that we really have been led into the full measure of the word. Everything is grace which we experience now. It's also very simple. It's very, very, very easy when the people are referring to the prophet. Everything has happened, everything is finished, and what God wanted to do, this he did already. With God, there are no interruptions. With God, it always continues. And we are just grateful for it, that we got the direct connection to that what God is doing right now. And if you then think about how many interpretations are given, what shall we do with it? We believe the original word of God. We have respect and reverence before everything what the Lord said. Paul, once again, he spoke of the food in 2 Corinthians, in chapter 9, in verse 10, 2 Corinthians, chapter 9, verse 10. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. God gives seed to the sower, and he takes care that the seed falls upon fruitful ground. And brother and sister, and your part is also necessary. All the thorns, all the thistles, take it away from your heart, so that the ground of the heart is useful, so that the seed can be sown into it. You all know, of course. I'm not ashamed of it. It was like this. I was born and grew up on a farm. There was a little river around the house. There was a great lake around the house. I know how it is being, how the ground is being prepared, how the field is prepared. I know what the Lord meant by it. When he said, he who puts his hand to the plow is and looks back is not worthy of the kingdom. In that moment, where one looks back, then the plow is out of the line, and one has to start anew. One has to start fully anew. Our Lord knew his way around, also in the natural. And in all the 40 parables, he time and again spoke in a way so that all can understand it. Also you in this time. So, the ground of the heart must be prepared. And this is happening under the preaching of the word, that we just say, Lord, here I am, give me grace, so that your word is not only written in the Bible here, but that your word, as a seed is sown into my heart, the sower sows the seed. And the seed is the Word of God. The Word of God. And up to today, we didn't sow anything else, but only the Word of God. And this Word of God will not return void, but it will accomplish for what God has sent it for. There will be a bride church called out, separated, and prepared up unto the sealing with the Holy Spirit. In our time, God did great things. And we are looking toward the completion. And we know, he who started, he will also finish by his grace. Let us look up John 17 to show us from the mouth of our Lord John chapter 17. You of course know this is the prayer of our Lord. And the prayer was answered. That what he prayed has become divine reality. Let us read from John 17, verse 2. And thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. All whom thou hast given him. Before the foundation of the world, you have placed them. We who have been foreordained, predestinated as children of God, you have given them eternal life. Now listen, what is eternal life? What kind of revelation is connected with it? Verse 3. And this is eternal life, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. So not more, just one God, that they know thee, the only true God. And also recognizing that you, as the true God, revealed yourself as Father in the Son. That it's written, and our Lord said it, he who sees me sees the Father. I and the Father are one. That they know thee, the only true God. Did you recognize the only true God? We really, from all Trinitarian imaginations, we have been called out. We believe in the one true only God who revealed himself to us in Jesus Christ. Then verse 4. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. Finished the work. Isaiah 42, Matthew 12. Finishing the work victoriously. Completed, it is finished. And the veil in the temple was torn from top to bottom. And the way was free. And we can come to God in confidence. And everything what he has given to us in the redemption, we can believe it and receive it by grace. Now, John 17, verse 14. I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. So, I have revealed thy word. I have given them thy word. God did this also with us. Not only at that time, the Bible was written for all times, and it is being fulfilled at all times, and especially in our time. I have given them thy word. He has given us his word. This we can confirm. He made the written word the revealed word by grace. Then it continues in verse 17 and 18. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. The same sending, the same plan of redemption of our God. We have part in that what God promised and what he is doing right now. Sanctify them through thy truth. Also today, in this meeting, sanctify me, sanctify us, sanctify in thy truth, and thy word is the truth. Every interpretation is a lie, and with this we have nothing to do. I have given them thy word, the word of the hour, with all the promises, all of the word, as it was left to us by grace. Then verse 23, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them, as thou hast loved me. Here it's about the unity. We have heard it in the word of introduction. In the next verse, it's also written, the believers were one heart and one soul. One just has to see it that way, just as the Holy Scripture has left it to us. As at the beginning, as the church was one heart and one soul at the beginning, the manifestation place of God, when there were no false brethren, no false doctrines, nothing of all false was there. In the first period, to this period, we must and will return. There's no other way. The end must and will be as the beginning was. It's written, of course, in the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 32. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. The multitude of them that believed were one heart and one soul. And he who goes back to Acts 2 can read it up. 17 different nations were present on the day of Pentecost and heard the first sermon, the first message which was delivered. And the announcement, the commission was, the command, repent and be ye baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Doesn't matter what kind of language, what kind of nation, under the influence of the Holy Spirit, we are one heart and one soul. And we are hearing the said things. Each one hears it in his own language, and we understand it. At Pentecost, no one needed the gift of interpretation, which of course is part of the nine spiritual gifts. And on the day of Pentecost, all the listeners, all the audience heard and understood the Hebrew language in their own language. Today it's the same. You understand the word in your language, regardless of in what kind of language it was preached. You understand the word which was revealed to you in your own language. You don't need any interpreter anymore. The brothers are doing there, up there. You are hearing it in your own language. And you don't need to ask anyone anymore. You don't need any private lessons. No. Revealed by the Holy Spirit. And brothers and sisters, let us say it in summary. Whether our Lord was called servant, firstborn, mediator, advocate, as Lord, whatever he was called, as the Lamb of God, everything in a certain connection according to the counsel of our God. For us, who we may have part in the bride church, we are dealing with him as bridegroom. It is the call of the bridegroom which is going forth now. And only he who is part of the bride church will even listen to it. All the others, they will take their head in both hands and say, "What is this here with these people there? What are they preaching?" And so forth. God speaks to his people, and he speaks to our hearts, and he reveals us what he has prepared for us before the foundation of the world. And as we mentioned already, after Matthew 24, comes Matthew 25. "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him." And this is the last message, the calling out, separation, preparation. Don't expect, and I also don't expect, that the world will understand us, that it will report truthfully about us. No. We have read it. When they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they accepted my word, they will also accept your word. This is addressed to the believers, to those who are ordained to hear the word of the hour and also to get it revealed by grace. We will not make any compromises. We will pass on the word as it went forth from the mouth of God. And all who have an ear to hear, they will hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. To him, to our faithful God, who made such great efforts and still is doing great efforts, speaking to us, until we understood everything correctly, what he has to say to us. This was the question in Matthew 13. Have you understood all this? It's not enough that the Lord speaks. It just belongs to it that he opens your and my understanding for the scripture, for the fulfillment of that what he promised. And by grace, we in this time, we may hearken to it, getting the word revealed. And as we looked at it yesterday, also our natural life, just giving it to the Lord, so that our body becomes the temple of God, so that the church as a whole is the temple of God. Because with the calling out is also connected, I will walk and dwell among them, and I will be their God. May the Lord come down in such a way to us that the expectation is becoming so great in us. Lord, do not bypass us. Come, Lord, come into our midst. Save what is lost. Heal what is sick. Deliver what is bound. Speak and work among your people, among all of us, who we, to our faithful God, who we believe you, our Almighty God. Because thus it is written, Isaiah 53, verse 1, who has believed our report, our message? And time and again, it can be said anew, and to whom was the arm of the Lord revealed? The arm of the Lord, the power of God, is revealed to them who hear the word, who believe the message. In them and with them and through them, God will come to his right, and he will confirm his word in all of us, in the soul, in the spirit, and in the body. We are in great expectation of what God will do. Also in the time of refreshing, when everything will be restored, and when God comes to his right, and when we come to our right with God. In the moment, the last message is being carried unto the ends of the earth. And especially the last journey to the Far East, up to the cities in Cambodia and in Vietnam. If one looks at all this, that God included all nations, all languages, and that the last call is really going forth as never before, it reaches the ends of the earth. And as we said the last weekend, as we had it, 844 computers were connected worldwide to hear what is being preached here in the name of the Lord. Has God only given us these possibilities? He has given them that we make use of them, and that all brothers and sisters worldwide can be connected, hearing the same word, the same message, the same teaching, that they are all coming back into lockstep. As Brother Branham has seen it, he has seen the bride, how she came, and then he has seen how she came out of lockstep, and how he then had to call out as a warning, come back, come back. And the bride which came out of lockstep, she came back into lockstep. And the bride at the beginning and the bride at the end, they looked the same. Between, you all know what Brother Branham said, between there were shown pictures which doesn't want to take into one's mind. Blessed be God that we found grace in the sight of God, recognizing the message and the hour. He has let us know His ways. And by grace, we can have part in what He is right now doing. Please continue to pray so that the last ones are being called out. And then it's happening. God is never too late. He's watching over His word. He's watching over His promises. Everything what He promised will come to fulfillment. And we who believe Him now, we will be part of it. And as we read in Romans 8, those whom He justified, them He also sanctified, and to them He also glorified. And as we read in Ephesians 5, verse 27, a church without spot, without wrinkle, full forgiveness, full deliverance of all bondages, of everything what is not in line with God and His word. Really, everything. And this can include smoking, drinking, gambling, everything it can be included. Even, I didn't understand it, when people are oppressed, possessed, it's a binding, a bondage. All have to be delivered from it. Also, you young people, take heed that you are not enslaved by anyone, by anything, but that you still can rule over your time and over yourself and what you're doing. Oh, how I wish today that everything experienced the full salvation of God, the full deliverance, the full redemption, that today would be the day which the Lord has made for us. Now, as the last one, it's important, today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your heart. He who hears His voice today and who doesn't harden his heart, he will have an experience with God today. And he will be blessed at this place and all over the world, and this forever and ever. Blessed and praised be the Lord our God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us stand up and let us thank the Lord together. Today we will thank. There will be no baptism. I don't know whether someone is here who would like to be baptized. Let us just thank the Lord. And I hope that all are feeling welcome from east and west, from south and north. All our brothers from Africa, all brothers from Eastern Europe, all brothers from all over. Yes, we are of course gathered from all over Europe to hear God's holy word. And all who are joining us online, may the Lord bless you. He has blessed, and as written, from now on, up forever, until forever, God will not stop to bless. But every meeting which the Lord still gives us, we have to make use of it, and we must recognize He spoke to me. I have to put off the old man. I have to be delivered from everything. Just saying it to the Lord, and then it is fulfilled. Then God confirms His word, and especially in all of us who we believe Him in this time, and also understanding by grace, what kind of transition it is from Matthew 24 to Matthew 25. No one needs to interpret it or to say something about it. It is before us. It is being fulfilled. And we can see it. And we can make our decision for the Lord. Whether the two sisters will still sing a song, and today we will thank together the Lord. As written in Acts 4, they lifted up their voice with one accord. It doesn't have to be so loud, but just praying with thanking the Lord. We are not praying that others are hearing us. In prayer, we are speaking to God, and this we will do now. May God bless our sisters.
Und das, was gesungen wird. Ja.
Noch ist die Zeit der Gnade, volle Erlösung da. An unserer Stelle büßte Jesus auf Golgatha. Zahllose Scharen eilen freudig der Heimat zu. Sie haben Heil gefunden, Frieden und Seelenruh. Dir Gottes Lamm sei Ehre, dein Opfer ist vollbracht. Von unserer Schuld und Sünde hast du uns frei gemacht. Wir sind ein Volk von Priestern, Könige in deinem Reich. Nirgends ein Name auf Erden ist Herr dem Deinen gleich. Nun ist der Thron der Gnade mit Opferblut besprengt und der vergebenen Sünde Gott nimmermehr gedenkt. Des Heilands Liebes Sonne guten und bösen scheint. Das Volk des neuen Bundes ist durch sein Blut vereint.
Amen.
Dir Gottes Lamm sei Ehre, dein Opfer ist vollbracht. Von unserer Schuld und Sünde hast du uns frei gemacht. Wir sind ein Volk von Priestern, Könige in deinem Reich. Nirgends ein Name auf Erden ist Herr dem Deinen gleich. Kommst du verirrt und hilflos, für dich ist Rettung da. Was dir die Welt nicht bietet, findest du auf Golgatha. Frieden für Zweifelsfragen, Heilung für allen Schmerz, Kraft, um das Kreuz zu tragen, Liebe fürs leere Herz. Dir Gottes Lamm sei Ehre, dein Opfer ist vollbracht. Von unserer Schuld und Sünde hast du uns frei gemacht. Wir sind ein Volk von Priestern, Könige in deinem Reich. Nirgends ein Name auf Erden ist Herr dem deinen gleich. Dir Gottes Lamm sei Ehre, dein Opfer ist vollbracht. Von unserer Schuld und Sünde hast du uns frei gemacht.
Amen.
Wir sind ein Volk von Priestern, Könige in deinem Reich.
Amen. Das glauben wir.
This we believe von ganzem Herzen, with all our hearts and with all our souls.
Wir werden heute
today
wirklich gemeinsam
we will pray together.
Wir haben Gottes Wort gehört,
we have heard God's word. We have heard it together and we will say thanks together. As I said before, it doesn't has to be very loud. God hears, but nevertheless, it shall be heard so that we can give the worship only to him. Today we'll ask Brother Hans Henrich to pray with us. And who would like to be included in this prayer? Who would like to raise his hand that we are included into this prayer? Doesn't matter what it is, salvation, healing, whatever it might be, now we will pray together. Please, let us all lift up our voices. Let us thank together. Faithful Heavenly Father, in humbleness, we are coming into your presence. Lord, we found grace in thy sight. Grace, you spoke to us, and your word is at work. Your words have power. They spoke to us. Faithful Lord, now your blood is effective. Lord, we are so thankful for the deliverance through thy word and through thy blood, through the power of thy spirit. You are present. You have spoken to us, Lord. You revealed your word to us, and you stretched forth thine hand. You have done great things in us last night and this morning. You are present, Lord, and you are dwelling in our hearts. Beloved Lord, because you are present, there where you are present, there you are dwelling in the heart. There you are changing everything. There everything becomes new. Lord, we thank you with all our hearts. You are mine and I am yours. You are present, Lord. Hallelujah to your name. Faithful Lord, as written in the book of Acts, glorify thy name. Stretch forth thine hand and may it become visible, may it become hearable what you have spoken, that it becomes alive, that it is present at this place. Worldwide, may your word find confirmation everywhere where it was received and where it was believed. May your hand be now at work. May signs and wonders happen. For we are expecting, Lord, that you are coming to your right with all of us. We believe it, and we believe, and we expect that you are returning very soon. Oh, what a wonderful day this will be. Up to this time, Lord, may you lead us and guide us. May you hold us together. And may you keep us in divine unity. Bless this divine unity, where the bride and the word is united, where the spirit is manifested. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful message, for this forerunner. The message calls out the bride. We are thankful for the carrier of the word. Your Lord, from everywhere, all are being called out what is yours. We thank you for this divine unity. To you alone be the glory in gratefulness in your wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. May all be blessed. They are blessed. Now, not all were worshipping here. Not all were thanking him. let us do it now together, without that anybody prays here aloud. Let us thank our Lord together. Hallelujah. Thanks be to you. Thanks be to you. Pray. Thank him. Praise him. Praise him. We are drawing with joy. We are drawing from the wells of salvation. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Sing unto him. My soul, let him thank the Lord, for he has done great and good things in all of us. Hallelujah. Praise him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for everything, Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Preis deine Liebe. Singen wir.
Let us sing. All things new, all things new. Amen. Now just briefly, the announcement here for the year's end and for the beginning of the new year. This time, because Saturday is the 31st of December, therefore, as usual, we will have a meeting on Saturday night. And then Sunday morning, we will have our meeting, as it was until now. The changing for Zurich, we also announced in the circular letter. Then perhaps just a remark here. In the past 10 years, 8 brothers from Europe, USA, and Canada, they traveled to Jeffersonville. They spoke with Fred Softman, who was present every time when I spoke to Brother Branham. And now also Brother Daniel and Brother Thomas. And Brother Thomas, he gave his testimony of the conversation with Brother Sottmann. It's here in the circular letter. We don't need any human confirmation, but this brother, he was really always present. He was hanging, clinging to Brother Branham like a cottleberry, whether it was with tea, whether coffee, wherever it was. Every time he was present. And he gave the testimony to our brothers. We're just grateful for it. That also witnesses are here of that, what the Lord has said and what he confirmed. And the whole world, they of course know about it, that the message after the going home of Brother Branham, that it is being carried into all the world. After the opening of the seals, Brother Branham neither traveled to Europe or any country. The only one time when he traveled to South Africa, and there into his passport was put a stamp that he may not partake in religious meetings. This was stamped into his passport. But after the going home of Brother Branham, the Word of God, the revealed, the precious Word, as the spiritual food, as the orientation, was carried into all the world by His grace. May God bless our interpreters. May God bless worldwide, in all languages, in all tribes, in all nations. As we all understood, the time is here to really place ourselves fully on the side of God, to just put everything away what does not belong into the kingdom of God, be it in the personal life, be it in the church, that the divine order is being established again by grace, and so that God can feel at home in us and in our meetings, so that don't live two different kind of lives, but one life which is consecrated to the Lord. No private life anymore, but let everything be consecrated to the Lord, be submitted to Him. So as a songwriter writes, have thine own way, Lord. Please remain sober. Remain sober in all things. Go to work. Be reasonable and sober in all things. But in your heart, be joined with God and also amongst one another. May it be manifested that also amongst one another you are joined in the divine love. May God bless all of you, and may He be with you. Now we ask Brother Thomas that he comes and that he prays with us. Please be so kind and pray with us. Faithful Heavenly Father, we thank you that we could partake of these wonderful meetings in which you spoke to us personally, my God. We submit to your word which was preached to us, and we say, Lord, as a psalm writer, you are searching me and you know me. I thank you that you spoke to each one of us, not to punish us, but to prepare us, because you spoke to our hearts, and we want to be ready when you appear, so that we don't have to draw back. I thank you for the time of preparation in which we can receive the food for the inner man which you are giving out. We are living by it. I praise you and I thank you, Lord, that you brought us in connection not to a man but in connection with you through a ministry which you have ordained. I thank you, Lord, that you are blessing us when we are gathered in your name. Lord, may happen what may happen, we just want to praise you and honor you for all the things which you have done for us. Yes, Lord, we praise you. We thank you for your faithfulness and for the unmerited grace which has been granted to us in your holy name of Jesus. Amen. Praise, honor and glory. Let us sing.
Amen.
Amen. He has blessed us. The grace of the Lord be with you until Until the next time. Not the last time. Until next time. Each one is shaking hands with each one. You can say, God has blessed me. God bless you. The Lord, the grace of the Lord be with you.